Hello, Taurus, and welcome to your 2018 autumn reading from Planet Waves. My name's Eric Francis. I will be your astrologer for the next little while, telling you some things about your solar chart and looking back at a very memorable 2018 and looking ahead at the last quarter of the year, which features Venus retrograde. Venus is the planet that is associated with Taurus, so this is something that's particularly relevant and poignant to you. And Venus is retrograde in an interesting place in your chart, which is in your opposite sign, the sign that is traditionally associated with relationships. This is the first seventh house thing. The correspondence of self and other, one of the more basic ideas to come out of any form of Greek astrology that we use, and then there has been a significant Mars retrograde, and that too took place in a prominent angle of your solar chart, which is the sign Aquarius, which is your 10th house, which relates to your professional aspirations, your vocation, or your career, however you think of it. And let's see if we can put some of these pieces of the puzzle together into something that is cohesive or at least useful. So let's talk about the planet Uranus, since it's so prominent in your chart, worth a couple of minutes to review what this planet is about. First of all, it was the first planet ever discovered by science. It almost was the second, because Neptune was actually seen first, but not officially discovered. So it doesn't count. Those pre-discoveries don't count, because they were not acknowledged and admitted to be what they were, whereas the discovery of Uranus in the late 18th century by a guy named Sir William Herschel was officially credited as the first object orbiting our sun that was not known to the classical astronomers and the classical astrologers. Of course, not counting comets, which would come blazing in every now and then, and we do have a comet that will make an appearance in your chart called Chiron, but we'll come back to that in a moment. And so Uranus comes around at the dawn of the age of electricity and at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And so it represents the containment and the channeling of power. It represents inventions. Very important concept that we will be applying to an interpretation of your chart. It represents revolutions. So when Uranus is present in the environment, there is likely to be some kind of a revolution brewing. Uranus is the sign of rapid changes. That includes rapidly changing fortunes when it's associated with some kind of a financial house like House 2, or House 8, which it's not in the case of your chart right now. And it represents things that are unpredictable. So when you see Uranus appear in a certain manifestation in a chart, you can say, well, that's not necessarily going to have a predictable outcome. And the interesting thing about the position that Uranus is in for you is that in entering your sign, or entering your rising sign, and for our purposes we're considering these to be the same thing, Uranus is about who you present yourself to as a person. The first sign or first house, the sign you have as your rising sign or your sun sign, includes a number of different properties, one of which is how you present yourself to the world. And it can go deeper into who you aspire to be, who you are inside, who emerges and then like takes your place at center stage in your life. There can be a kind of an overthrow of certain factors. And if we think about what Taurus represents, let's say, for example, in mundane astrology, Taurus tends to represent all that is thank you.